The Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 to 5, and then 15 to 20. He has a vision of Jerusalem as the city of God. Please, Lord, our nation. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. The riches of the nations will come. Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. You will drink the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring you gold and silver in place of iron. Instead of wood, I will bring you bronze and iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor and well-being your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine upon you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Would you please stand for the gospel reading? The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Praise and glory to God. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring to you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ the Word. Wonderful. Take a seat, everyone. I wonder if you could you do me a favor? Can you say, you can do it?
You can do it.
Thank you. Can you say that to me again?
You can do it.
Good, because I'm feeling exhausted. And so if you see I'm flagging, just say, you can do it.
Help him, Jesus.
Help him, Jesus, yes. Well, I wonder if you can guess what I got for Christmas. Oh, yes. I was given this, and it's really nice because what I can do is I can hide in people's flower beds at night. It is absolutely fantastic, and I love it. But every year, I pray that someone will give me an addition to my collection. And I collect something called Christian kitsch. And I've got, the first thing I got was Jesus, who had wheels on his feet. And in this box, I've kept the box, it says, with posable arms and gliding action. So this started a collection for me. I've now got racing nuns. I've got a Jesus tea towel that says, Jesus loves a dryer. It's absolutely fantastic. I have not been disappointed this year. Someone gave it to me last night. This is Bible origami. For those long, lonely nights when you've got nothing left but a bit of paper, you too can reenact. Let's have a look in here. What can you do? There are 72 models. You can do Adam and Eve. I wonder if there's some fig leaves there. Noah's Ark, Easter, Jonah and the whale. But get this, the Tower of Babel. What an extraordinary thing. So anyway, thank you very much. And just remember, I love kitsch, so it's great. The best taste is the worst taste. Friends, I wonder if you've ever thought about this statement, as you see up here, light of the world. This story that we rehearse over and over and over again. And sometimes the story gets a little bit muddled. But I love the way that children tell the story. I've got a little video for you to watch.
That's a really great question. And I even don't know that answer, but it is really great.
A long time ago, there was a girl named Mary, and she was doing something either inside or outside the house.
She had brown hair with a dress on. The dress was blue and sneakers.
And then an angel named Gabriel appeared up, and he said, Mary, you are going to have a baby, the Son of the Living God. His name is, you will name him Jesus, and he will be very royal, something like that.
Okay, I'm so happy.
Joseph, he had a t-shirt on and sneakers.
An angel appeared. Joseph, you're gonna have a baby and you should not be afraid but be excited about it.
Then he vanished.
An angel came up to me and said, you will marry Mary.
And then they rode on a donkey all the way to Bethlehem, and then they asked the keeper from the hotel, We need a place for the night. And then he said, I have no room. And then they had to go in a barn.
During that time, the wise men found a star.
One was a tomato and one was a cucumber. It's a VeggieTale movie. You know, food don't talk, but this food does talk. With eyes and a mouth and a nose.
They remembered a long time ago written, there was going to be a baby written and then a scar in the sky which show when he was being born.
We should follow the star and bring gifts to Jesus. Let's go ride some camels.
So they took a journey over oceans and seas, long lands, plains, mountains. They had to go so far just to see this baby.
The wise guys brought Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
That night, an angel appeared to the shepherds while they were watching their flock of sheep.
They like wear a bag on their head. It was like they like cut it open like so you could see on their face.
In their hand they have like a little...
like a cane?
Yeah.
Like old people.
It has wings. It doesn't have wings.
It does.
The angel Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid. There's a new baby named Jesus by that star over there."
And then the shepherd said, "We have nothing to wear. Why would we go see a king like this? God doesn't care. You can go just with nothing." They rejoiced so happy that they ran there.
The stable smelled like manure.
They used the hay for like a little crib.
He's so precious.
His little blue eyes.
Baby Jesus, you are handsome, cute, and beautiful. Jesus was supposed to be born. God sent him to earth so he can live on earth too, so he can help people out and stuff.
Jesus is the king of Christmas. Then they moved into a little house. A little house. It was so little. Tiny thing. It's so tidy.
This is like the worst video.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Wayne. Wayne, I think I need to reward you because you have stepped in all the way from near Richardson Road. So I'm going to give you a Freddo. God bless you, sir. And for those of you who don't like moving objects, just cover your eyes for the moment because the chocolates are coming. And here's some more chocolate. We're going to have chocolate over there. And we're going to have chocolate over here. And we're going to have at least one piece of chocolate over there. But Mum always wants to steal chocolate from the daughter. And one for you there. Charmy absolutely loves me giving chocolates away. She can't stand it. Over there. There we are. And one... for you, sir. God bless you. No, you can't have any. I wonder if, interestingly, in that book, in the book of Isaiah, we heard this statement, and we're looking at Jesus this year. We're looking at the statement that Jesus said that I am the light of the world. And in the book of Isaiah, he talks about this statement about being the everlasting. Everyone's looking at me going, the everlasting light. So I want to look at this whole thing about lasting light. I wonder if you could tell me how long you think this light would last. It's a match. Shall we have a go? One, two, three. Can you count? Four, five. Can you? Six. You can't, obviously. Seven, eight, nine. Nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Well, that light's not very effective, but there are some other forms of light out there. Now, has someone got a tea light next to them, a little tiny tea light? There's a little tiny tea light somewhere, a little candle, a little candle. Oh, Phil, come up, Phil. Oh, I'll come down to you. Thank you. I'll have that. You can have a chocolate.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you. Well done, mate. How long do you think this light will last? Oh, about 2 or 3 hours, won't it? A good romantic dinner? Pardon? A week? No, this won't last a week, darling. Just about 2 or 3 hours. You know, it's light. It gives us light, but not for very long. Now, I wonder, has someone got a long life light bulb out there? That's you, Richard. You're looking at it right now. I wondered if you were actually falling asleep while we were doing this. But Richard, thank you very much indeed. I'm not going to give you any more chocolate because you have all that chocolate already. But let's have a little read of this. What does this say? Turn the power off and on. How long do you think this thing would last? It uses 60% less energy, ladies and gentlemen. But it could last a couple of years, couldn't it? But will it last forever? No, I don't think it will. How about the dreaded Christmas lights? Has anybody got a set of Christmas lights next to them? Oh, honey, we're all underneath them. Yes, thank you very much, darling. You're so clever. There we are, sir. God bless you. Well done. That's a good trade. Now, the good thing about Christmas lights is you can plug them in anywhere and they'll just go and go and go. But they need the power, don't they? And so often, do you remember those old Christmas lights? Not these newfangled LEDs, but you'd get the one bulb that wouldn't work and you'd spend hours. Well, that's after you spent hours untangling them from the year before. And you do them up, you say, I'm never going to tangle them again. And next year, the little tangling elf gets in there and tangles them all. But these things won't last forever, especially where they're made, that they're made really to be disposable. So you might get 5 years out of it, but that's really maximum, really, isn't it? This light doesn't last forever. How about the Advent candle? How long do you think these are going to burn for? 4 hours. Yeah, I think 4 hours is a fairly good estimation, even the middle one. But how about I show you a picture of... Oh, let me tell you about this. My talk got completely lost on the server today. But this is the longest lasting light bulb in the world. It is in a fire station in Minnesota, and it has been on permanently since 1901. And people travel around the world to see it. Okay, if your life is not that interesting, you're more than welcome. Yes, I know you would go and see it, my darling. But let me tell you, you're going and seeing it on your own. None of these lights that we see, even this light, look at that. That's the sun. The sun has burned for millennia. It will burn perhaps for a couple more, but will it last forever? The scientists are saying, no, it will eventually burn out. But actually, the prophet Isaiah describes a different kind, a different sort of light. He said, this is the light that lasts forever, the everlasting light. God will be your everlasting light. So Christmas is a time when we remember Jesus coming into the world to give us an everlasting, lifelong, even beyond life, eternal life, light in our lives. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, it says that actually no longer will we need the sun or the moon, for Jesus will be the light that we bask by. God will be the light that we live through and by. And in Jesus today, we can get a foretaste of that by living in Him. Jesus is the light that lasts forever. Can you say that for me? Jesus is the light that lasts forever. Does He last longer than a long life light bulb? Yes, Jesus is the light that lasts forever. So if you can take anything away today other than chocolate, remember, Jesus never fails. He shines brightly in our hearts, and he's here for you today. That's why we light candles, to remind us of the presence of God in our midst. I wonder if I can have two wonderful assistants, because we're going to do a little bit of a reflection now. Here's a wonderful assistant. Could you hand those out to everybody in the church, please? We're going to do a little prayer exercise. So this here will represent to us at the moment the sun. The sun is the thing that gives us warmth. It helps produce oxygen via photosynthesis that hits plants. It's a fantastic thing. This is taking quite a while, isn't it? This is going to be so exciting. Well done. Hand them out as quickly as you can. And as you get your light, I wonder if you can hold it up above your head, just so I can see that you've got one. Well done, everyone. Tell me I can do it. Thank you. Keep going, Fraser. If it's burning your fingers off, that means it's on fire. Put it down. Well done. Just above your head. And what this circle of light here reminds us that God provided light for us to live by. This is the sun. In the beginning, Jesus said, God said, let there be light. And bang, God provided light for us. So I'm going to pray a prayer as we're holding this up. Dear God, thank you for lighting up our world. Thank you for the light that shines into the darkness. Take our prayers this Christmas, and like the sun's rays, use them to penetrate the dark and troubled places of our world, where there is war, fear, and despair. May your people be light in these places. May your bright glory be seen. May the Christmas light that lasts forever be made known and received in people's hearts across the globe. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is the light that lasts forever. Amen. Okay, now grab it there. I want you to fold it in half. Yeah. Jesus origami. Now, what I want you now to do is just to, not on the folded side, but on the semicircle side, I want you just to tear a sort of a wavy line. Can you do that? Keep going. Someone help. Just tear a wavy, wavy line all around the edge if you can. If it looks anything like mine, it's going to be awful, but it's okay. We can do this, everyone. We can do this. And then, could you do me one more favor? Can you hold up the bit of paper that you've torn off? Everybody, hold that bit of paper that you've torn off. Now, what I want you to do, this is, now watch very carefully. This takes a lot of skill. What I want you to do is I want you to go like that. Okay? And I want you to go like that. And I want you to put it in your pocket. That's the tidying up done. Absolutely. Now hold this up again, please. Now this represents us all together in this church, all people who believe in Jesus Christ, all of us who are like flames of a crown of flames. This lights up the world. You and I, we light up the world for Jesus. Oh, by the way, yes, some have torn off more paper than actually you should have, but that's okay. You'll find the last bit a little bit more challenging. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. So therefore, we are the light of the world. Let your light shine before everyone. We're not meant to hide that light. So let's pray as holding this up together. Dear God, we pray for your people, your church, on whom the light from heaven fell as fire at Pentecost. May we be light in the darkness in this area and in the places where we live. Inspire with your light all who speak, sing, and pray in our services around the world at Christmas time. May your light be seen and heard as we sing carols around, well, around the streets, I hope. Share the story in our homes, the light that lasts forever. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is the light that lasts forever. Amen. Now do me another favor. Fold it in half again. Can you do that? Now what I want you to try and do is now try and tear this in such a way that it represents a single flame. So I don't quite know how we're going to do this, but we will. I think it's best to start from the torn side, start from the middle, and work outwards and back round down to the middle again. Can you see that? Can you see what I'm doing? Well, I don't know. Just do what you can do. It doesn't matter because it's all going to go in the bin in the long run anyway. There we are. And you should end up with a flame. Yes. Well done. And just hold that flame up if you can. Well done, everyone. Hold it up high. Now wave it in someone's face. Now wave it in your own face. And let's hold it up again. Jesus is the light of the world. Each one of us, in faith, are being lit like a candle, like a torch for Jesus. So we pray for ourselves. We pray for every light here that is burning, but especially for those who are burning low at the moment. And hold on to your promise, Lord, that a dimly lit light you will not let out. Keep us burning until the day of that great light, when you come again, Lord. Help those who are feeling weak, sad, or sick to be aware of your light burning deep in their hearts. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who is the light that lasts forever. Amen. Amen. God said in Isaiah, the sun will be no more our light by day, nor the brightness of the moon shall shine upon us. For the Lord will be our everlasting light, and our God will be our glory. Shall we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us? It'll be up on the screen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.